Welcome Guide for Tier 2 Consultant Protégés Introduction. Welcome to Tier 2 of the PennDOT Mentor Protégé Program, MPP for Consultants. This guide will help you navigate the resources available on ProRank Academy, PRA, and help you get to Tier 3 of the MPP Consultant Cohort. Initially, only your PRA profile will have access to the MPP rooms available to your firm. Suppose you would like others in your organization to access the MPP rooms available to your firm on PRA. In that case, you must use the multi-account feature, found as the third tab in your profile menu, to allow others to view the MPP rooms using your PRA profile. This feature is explained further below. Secondary protégé signup process, requesting and granting multi-account access. Secondary MPP protégés or PRA users from the protégé firm who did not complete the MPP questionnaire must request multi-account access to the primary protégé's PRA profile. You can watch the video provided in this document for further instructions. Once the primary MPP protégé grants multi-account access, the secondary protégé can toggle to the primary protégé's profile and view the MPP rooms as the primary user. Legal disclaimer: by enabling multi-account access, you acknowledge and accept the risks associated with granting access to secondary users. ProRank Academy is not liable for any misuse, unauthorized access, or data loss resulting from the use of the multi-account function. Users are responsible for managing and monitoring access permissions and ensuring compliance with all relevant data protection regulations and organizational policies. Navigating the PennDOT MPP Rooms 1, understanding your role as a Tier 2 protégé. As a Tier 2 protégé in the consultant cohort, you are PennDOT Business Partner Registered, but not yet actively qualified on ECMS. Your goal is to create and submit your PennDOT Annual Consultant Qualifications Package, CQP, for the first time, or to renew your expired CQP, which must be renewed on ECMS annually. 2. Understanding group rooms. Group rooms, or rooms, provide PRA users with consolidated information on a specific subject or objective. Each of the PennDOT MPP cohorts and their tiers has its respective rooms on PRA, consolidating the relevant information for that MPP cohort tier. Each MPP participant will have access to various MPP rooms that may change as the participant moves through the program. The MPP point of contact PRA user can access all MPP group rooms by navigating to the group rooms page and entering the keyword MPP into the search box. This will show a list of all MPP rooms in which their company is currently enrolled. Only the PRA profile of the MPP primary protégé user will be able to see or access the MPP rooms. As explained above, all other company users from the protégé's firm must receive multi-account access to use the primary protégé's profile to view MPP rooms. This room is for all PRA users interested in and/or enrolled in the PennDOT Mentor Protégé Program. It shows all program stakeholders from both cohorts and across all tiers, including interested stakeholders who still need to be enrolled as mentors or protégés. Consultant MPP Room. This room is for all PennDOT MPP consultant cohort participants. Please note that although you will meet potential mentors in this room, you should only attempt to pair with them on projects once you have successfully reached Tier 3 of the program. Tier 2 Consultant Room. This room contains resources, courses, and discussion forums focused on helping your firm submit your CQP to reach Tier 3 of the cohort. Tier 2 Consultant Room Forum. You can use these discussions to ask PennDOT or MPP admins questions anytime and read through previous responses. 3. PRA group room statuses. Rooms on PRA have 3 visibility statuses. By completing their PRA profile and uploading their capabilities statement, PRA users are automatically enrolled into applicable rooms, which may have public, private, or hidden status. These 3 room statuses are explained further below. Public rooms. These rooms are open for all PRA users to join anytime. Public rooms are visible and accessible to all PRA users. Example, PennDOT Resources Room. Example, Civil Engineering Room. Private rooms. These rooms require the PRA users to request access and receive approval from a room moderator. Most PRA users gain access to these rooms by providing relevant information. Private rooms are visible to all PRA users, but not accessible without prior approval. Example, PennDOT MPP Room. Example, DBE Supportive Service Room. Hidden rooms. These rooms are only visible to room members. Most PRA users gain access to these rooms by providing relevant information. Hidden rooms are invisible to all PRA users, except the currently enrolled room members, and these rooms can only be accessed with admin approval. Example, consultant MPP room. Example, Tier 2 consultant room. 4. Room hierarchies. Rooms house other rooms on PRA as subgroups. Most rooms on PRA are nested and can be navigated using the breadcrumb links at the top of the room page, just below the room banner image. Please watch the video provided in this document for a further explanation of the MPP room hierarchy. Subgroups. Each room with subordinate rooms has a subgroups tab. This tab shows the next level of rooms, which drill down to more specific classifications of information. Breadcrumb feature. Room visitors can navigate from subrooms back up the room hierarchy utilizing the tiny links located just under the room banner image of all subrooms. MPP room nesting logic for the Tier 2 consultant room is shown below. Parent room, child room, grandchild room, pen.mpp room, consultant MPP room, Tier 2 consultant room. MPP Tier 2 consultant focus. 1. Annual qualification package overview. All consultants, both prime and subconsultants, must submit a consultant qualification package, CQP, annually through ECMS. The CQP indicates the consultant's project experience, quality plan, employee qualifications and certifications, the services that the consultant can provide, and the disadvantaged business enterprise certification if applicable. ECMS automates the packaging of supporting documents and provides an electronic cover page used to collect and store general information about the consultant, its location, and services. The cover page is also used to attach or package the other documents comprising the CQP. Please see the four components of the consultant qualification package outlined below. General information. This section captures your basic company information and allows you to demonstrate, showcase, and communicate what your company offers. Project experience. This section captures your past work and references from those you have worked for. Resumes. This section identifies key individuals of the firm. Quality plan. This document will discuss your firm's quality assurance, control, process, and outcome results. Having an active qualifications package in ECMS is required to participate on PennDOT-ECMS professional services advertisements. The resources below will guide you through creating, renewing, and submitting your CQP. 2. Tier 2 Consultant Learning Objectives. PRA Lesson 22.3.1, Consultant CQP. This five-part lesson will walk you through creating and submitting your consultant qualifications package on ECMS. PRA Lesson 22.3.3, Consultant CQP Renewal. This 20-minute lesson walks you through renewing your consultant qualifications package on ECMS. 3. Tier 2, Consultant Learning Resources, Consultant Qualifications Package, Presentation Slides. These slides provide screenshots of accessing CQP templates on ECMS and an overview of each component of the CQP. Business types that would need a CQP. This image from the General Information CQP template provides a list of service disciplines that need an active CQP to participate in PennDOT-ECMS projects. CQP templates. This link provides access to CQP templates maintained in ProRank Academy, PRA. PennDOT CQP templates can also be accessed directly from ECMS, as shown in the CQP presentation slides above. The user must be logged into PRA to access the templates using this link. Additional resources. MPP Navigational Diagram. This document is an interactive flowchart that guides protégés and mentors through the entire program lifecycle. It includes video instructions and direct links to each web page referenced at each program step. PennDOT MPP Program Guide. This document is PennDOT's guidance on policies and procedures for the Mentor Protégé Program. PennDOT Mentor Protégé Program MPP website. This is the official website for the PennDOT MPP program. It contains various resources to help protégés and mentors understand and navigate the program. PennDOT ECMS Roadmap. This is an interactive PDF diagram of the PennDOT ECMS process of becoming ready to work for PennDOT projects. ProRank Academy Password Reset Link. This will allow you to reset your PRA password if you forgot it or are having issues logging in. Multi-account access and disclaimer. Requesting multi-account access. PRA users from the protégé firm who did not complete the MPP questionnaire, secondary protégés, must request multi-account access from the firm's MPP point of contact, primary protégé user, to access MPP rooms. Once the primary protege user grants multi-account access, the secondary protege PRA user can toggle profiles and view the MPP rooms using the primary profile. Legal disclaimer: by enabling multi-account access, you acknowledge and accept the risks associated with granting access to secondary users. ProRank Academy is not liable for any misuse, unauthorized access, or data loss resulting from the use of the multi-account function. Users are responsible for managing and monitoring access permissions and ensuring compliance with all relevant data protection regulations and organizational policies. Conclusion: the MPP Tier 2 Consultant Welcome Guide provides a detailed framework for new PennDOT MPP program participants to navigate the Mentor-Protege program resources on PRA. This guide is maintained as a virtual document. For the latest version, please use the link provided in this guide and check the top right corner of any page for changes to the version number. For further assistance, please contact the PennDOT MPP Supportive Services Center by email at pennmpp@prorankllc.com or by phone at 833-736-6677 or 833-PENN-MPP. You can also visit us at pennmpp.com for more information on the PennDOT MPP. Thanks for taking the time to listen to the MPP Tier 2 Consultant Welcome Guide.